Hello and welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice. Today we will move through all of the layers of your being, the koshas, as I know you've heard me say before, and we'll move through from the most outer layer, which is the physical body, to the most subtle layer, deep within, that is beyond the physical. We'll get to that in due time, but for now, find, create, fluff your nidra nest so that you can really allow yourself to relax and trust in this journey today. Allow yourself to simply follow my guidance. And remember, you cannot get this wrong. So take a few moments here to fluff and feather your nest, to settle into your Shavasana. Allow your eyes to close and relax. And bring your awareness into this most outer layer. Bring your awareness into your body. Feel your posture, your shape. Does it need any adjusting? Allow your feet, your ankles to fall or gently roll out to the sides, so that your feet, legs, and your hip can relax even more. And ground your tailbone and both shoulder blades. Lengthen the spine and the back of the neck. Maybe you even roll your chin from side to side to unlock or release any tension that may be stored here in your neck. Create some space here. And then roll or tuck your chin slightly in towards the neck. Inhale here. And exhale, release your head. Feel it settle back onto your pillow or the surface below you. Feeling the neck and the head long, spacious, heavy, and supported. And make sure your arms are spread wide and long out to the sides. Palms up and open to receive. Maybe palms down to ground. Maybe hands facing inward or even landing, resting on the physical body. Connecting to this outer layer and embracing yourself for this practice. And maybe there's space to roll your shoulders back and down to further ground the shoulder blades, knitting those wings closer towards one another and creating an opening in the heart space, front of the chest. Now, check in with yourself and see if you are completely, entirely, wholeheartedly comfortable. Feel in, check in, and make any and all wiggles, squiggles, shimmies, or adjustments that your body is calling for. And when you feel ready, when you feel symmetrical, fully supported, now intentionally inviting and welcoming stillness and ease into this posture, this shape, this nest into your body. Inviting and welcoming stillness into your whole body. And making a compassionate, gentle promise to yourself to simply do your best to remain still, grounded, relaxed throughout your practice. All right, three nourishing, cleansing, communal breaths here. Through the nose, breathe in, feel and fill the whole body with the inhalation. Through the mouth, sigh it out and allow the whole body to relax, to empty and drop down. Through the nose, inhale, feel and fill the whole body with nourishment, breath, and ease. Through the mouth, sigh it out, exhale, sink, drip, land, and drop deeper, whole body relaxes. Last one, inhale, feel and fill whole body, keep going. And through the mouth, exhale, relax the whole body. Let everything go, that's it. Feel and allow. Give permission for the whole body to relax. Feel this body drop. Dripping, melting into the ground beneath you, surrendering to the earth. And really feel this support from underneath you, giving you, gifting you this sense of being held, this sense of safety and comfort. And then bring your awareness to the sounds around you. Focus on the noise you can hear coming from outside this room, knowing that it is outside of you, knowing that it does not have to have any impact on you. Allow noise, allow sound to be without any need for a reaction. Being detached from any sounds. Just witness. Bringing your awareness closer now, noticing the sounds in this room. Knowing that they too are outside of you, staying detached, simply observing from a distance. Now bringing your awareness to the sounds which are closest to you. Maybe the sound of your own breath, the sound of your heart beating in your chest, your blood pumping, coursing through your veins. Listen to any sounds closest to you and notice that you can still observe the sound even when your own body is creating it. You can still listen to it. Remain detached. Remain this observer of sound. Now hear the sound of my voice, feel my vibration, allowing my voice to be your guide for this practice. And allow it to now be the only external sound that you need to stay connected to, letting everything else fade away. Feel that. I've got you here. The practice of yoga nidra brings you, lulls you into a very relaxed state, similar to the state of deep sleep. And through the experience, the journey of observing the stillness, the quietness in this state of deep rest, we connect to our true nature. We connect to our true highest self. We connect to that which is true. The practice of Yoga Nidra begins. Observe the movement of your chest in the rhythm of your natural breath. Chest opening, expanding, filling, and rising on the inhalation. Chest relaxing, dropping, releasing, emptying with the exhalation. And then feel the middle of your chest, the middle of your heart space. Feel that you are whole, that you are complete and perfect exactly as you are, where you are. You have been chosen as a part of this universe, and you are exactly where you are supposed to be. Everything that you need to know lies within you. So feeling the center of the heart space. And from here, conjure up, create a feeling, an experience of trust and deep gratitude. We start our practice by setting our intention, our sankalpa. We set a sankalpa to heal limiting beliefs, or to plant a seed to bring our potential to life. The sankalpa brings to the surface what is within you, to rise it to the surface. It allows your inner wisdom and hidden aspects of your being, maybe little blind spots, to be seen. And gratitude is the gate opener to your sankalpa, to your deepest heart's intention. So continue to feel the middle of your heart space and feel fully, be flooded with gratitude. Gratitude for being alive. Gratitude for your own breath. Gratitude for your family, your tribe. Gratitude for this moment in which you don't have anything to do or achieve, a moment where you can simply be. Now, with this feeling of gratitude, I want you to really ask yourself, what is your heart's desire? What beliefs are holding you back? Forming a positive I statement to plant a seed for growth, to dissolve a limiting belief. Something like, I live my full potential. I greet this day with a smile and intention. I am powerful, brave, and strong. I am enough. I am loved. I am courageous. I am safe. I am free to be me. I explore with curiosity. I am healthy and whole. If nothing comes up, you're welcome to use any of these. Or maybe you stick with a resolve to simply remain aware. Repeat your heart's intention silently 3 times with that gratitude, with sides of confidence, courage, and trust. Now bring your awareness guide back into your physical body. And now imagine a golden bright light in the center of your chest. A healing light softening your heart space and radiating, pulsing with every breath and every heartbeat. Now allow this healing and bright golden light and your awareness to travel from the heart into your right thumb. Feel your right thumb illuminated by the golden light. Where your awareness goes, prana flows, and healing happens. So let your awareness be guided by my voice, scanning, lighting up, and healing your whole body. So feel the right thumb lit up by this golden light, then the right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, palm of the hand, golden light, top of the hand. Feel your entire right hand illuminated by the golden healing light. Feel your right wrist, forearm, elbow, the upper arm, shoulder, armpit. Feel the whole right arm, shoulder, and hand illuminated by the healing golden light. Feel the right side of your chest and rib cage. Feel your right waist, the right hip, right glute. Feel your right thigh, knee, shin, and calf. Feel the right ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, and all 5 toes. Right big toe, second, third, fourth, and fifth. Feel the entire right side of the body illuminated by the golden healing light. And then watch this bright golden light travel into your left thumb. Feel your left thumb illuminated by the golden light. The left index finger, your left middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger. Feel the palm of your hand, bright golden light, back of the hand, the whole left hand illuminated by golden light. Feel the left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit. Feel your whole left arm, shoulder, and hand completely saturated with the healing gold light. Feel the left side of your chest and rib casing. Feel your left waist illuminated, the left hip, glute, thigh, knee, shin, and calf. Feel your ankle, heel, sole of the left foot, top of the foot. Now feel all five toes from the big toe, second toe, third, fourth, healing light to the left little toe. Now feel the whole left side of the body illuminated by the golden healing light. And feel this light in both soles of the feet, allowing it to travel now up your back body, feeling both heels lit up at once, the calves, the space behind the knees, both hamstrings, the glutes, your tailbone and sacrum. Feel your whole spine, the back, shoulder blades, backs of arms, hands, neck, and the back of your head. Feel the crown of your head illuminated. Now to the front. Feel your forehead, your temples, both ears, both eyes, and the space around the eyes. Feel both eyebrows together, and feel the center point in between the eyebrows, eyebrow center. Slide down the bridge of your nose to the tip of the nose and both nostrils. Fan out to feel both cheeks, your upper lip, your lower lip, and wherever the lips are touching. And feel the whole mouth from the inside out. Feel your jaw and the tongue in your mouth. Feel your whole face illuminated by the golden healing light. Feel down your throat, into the collarbone, down into the chest, filled up with golden healing light. Feel your belly, your pelvis. Feel down the front of both hips, thighs, kneecaps. Slide down the shins to the tops of both feet and into the tips of all 10 toes. Feel your whole body filled up, nourished with a healing golden light. This bright light radiating, shining in every single cell, in every single direction. Healing, nourishing every single cell, inside and out. Feel the whole body and feel whole, complete, knowing you are exactly where you are supposed to be, that you are perfect exactly as you are. Now bring your awareness to the tip of your nose once again. And notice how you automatically start observing the breath. Feel the movement of your body and the relationship to the rhythm of your breath. Feel the breath flowing in and up, down and out of the nostril. The expansion of your chest, your belly, even your shoulders. And then how everything just sinks back, falls back with exhalation. Follow the flows of your breath with your awareness. Air entering the nostrils, streaming down your throat into your lungs and your belly, and then all the way back. Follow the flows of breath with your awareness. Now, bring your awareness to the pauses at the end of the inhalation, the beginning of the exhalation, and the pause at the end of the exhalation before the breath begins anew. There's a little break, a moment of automatic stillness at the end of the inhalation when you're full, expanded, and nourished. And then there's a short break at the end of the exhalation when you've emptied yourself. Observe the uncontrolled natural pauses. Observe the space. Observe the stillness. Now release the breath awareness, feeling whole and complete, nourished and balanced. Allow yourself to dive even deeper into self, into relaxation, the grateful observer of it all. Now, a short succession of images to prime your being for a visualization. Behind or in front of closed eyes, a series of images will be named. See them, feel them as best you can. A purple zebra. The stripes of the purple zebra. A giant trampoline in the middle of a highway. The aroma of wildflowers. Speaking into the hum of a fan. Colored pencil shavings inside of a sharpener. The eyes of an old friend. An old, warm and cozy plaid button-up shirt. Grandfather's tobacco pipe. Grandmother's knitting needles. In between hiccups. In between dreams. In between breaths. The pace of a caterpillar. The legs of a grasshopper. The shape of a peanut. A picturesque cloud, as beautiful as a painting. Wind chimes singing. The wave of a tsunami. First day of school. Morning gratitude. Puppy cuddles on the love seat. Deep rest. Contagious giggles. Holding your own hand. Running a marathon. An orange light bulb. Flowers in between each vertebra of the spine. A deep cleansing sigh. Peace of mind. Peace of heart. Peace of spirit. A lush forest on a hot summer's day. Find and feel yourself standing as you are in a lush forest on a beautiful hot summer day. You feel peaceful, attentive, aware, calm, happy, and safe. Look around you in this lush forest. Observe your environment. You're surrounded by powerful, protective, beautiful trees. The sunlight shining through the canopy of these trees, sprinkling its warm light through the cracks. You can feel the warmth of the sunlight on your skin. You can hear the leaves and the branches gently dancing, swaying in the summer breeze. You can smell the nourishing earth, the soil that you're standing on. In solitude, you are here, enjoying the peaceful presence of the trees, of this summer scene all around you. You sink deeper into this experience and into relaxation with every breath that your body takes. Becoming more aware of your surroundings, you start to become aware of the sound of moving water nearby. Intuitively, innately, instinctually, you follow the sound of the water deeper and deeper into the forest. It gets louder as you do. And still, with all of your senses, you are observing, taking in your environment as you walk through this lush forest. The sound gets louder and louder until you reach now a beautiful, mesmerizing, grand waterfall, which runs down into a pond at the base and continues running and flowing into a creek to your left. You take a few moments to take in the magic, the beauty of this scene. The ways which the water chooses to run down the rock or soiled surfaces. The reflections of the glimmering, sparkling sunlight in the water. The playful whirls and turbulences throughout. You feel hypnotized by the sounds and the patterns of the moving, cascading, flowing water. You feel more and more relaxed with every breath your body takes. And walking a little closer now, you notice a very inviting flat rock, illuminated by a column, a ray of sunlight. This rock is right next to the pond, at the bottom of this tall, majestic, grand waterfall. You find rest here and decide to sit tall and comfortably on this sunlit rock. You lightly feel the mist of water on your skin, that comforting heat and warmth of the smooth rock that holds you from below. And you sense that this water has a very healing effect on you. You pause, you take in this moment, and you close your eyes, hearing the sound of the rushing water, the warmth underneath you, but also on your skin, peeking through the branches from above, feeling at peace, open, and grateful to simply be here, observing it all. Now, feeling curious about the healing effect of these waters, intuitively, innately, instinctually, you decide to put your bare feet in the water in the pond. And you just let your legs dangle here. The water is a refreshing, cool, and comfortable temperature. And as you soak your feet, your ankles, your lower legs in the water, you notably feel rejuvenated and so much lighter. You can feel that the water has a cleansing effect on your whole being. It feels as if the water is washing away any blockages, any tension in your body. With every breath, you feel lighter, calmer, and free of all that keeps you stuck or stagnant in life these days. Allow the cool water to wash away anything that doesn't serve you anymore. You can stay seated on the rock, your legs dangling, or slowly allow your entire body to slide in or jump in this pond. Maybe a dive, a cannonball. Again, maybe still staying seated on the rock. Allow these waters to wash away anything that does not serve your highest good. Bask, bathe, and be here. Knowing now intuitively that this cleansing, healing experience is complete, you either take your whole body out of the water, maybe pull your feet out, and feel, allow the warm summer sun to dry off your skin, warming your whole body. Maybe your favorite warmest blanket or sweater or both is here, wrapping yourself up in a gentle, healing, cozy warmth spreading in your whole body. And then feel this cozy, healing warmth in your heart center, allowing the breath to flow, observing the chest expanding with every inhalation, sinking back with every exhalation. And with your awareness at your warmed, open heart center, remember your Sankalpa, the intention that you set at the beginning of your practice. And as the grateful observer, repeat it 3 more times. Planting the seeds to restructure your mind, your life, the seeds to give transformative direction to all forces and facets of your life. Taking your intention with you, keeping it inside your heart, and using it outside your practice, allowing it to grow, to take root and bring about the positive change in your life that you are so, so ready for. Now, with a big belly breath in, feel your physical body, your outermost shell or layer once again. Feel the weight of your body. Feel the body resting on the surface below you. Feel its shape. Feel yourself in this room. And visualize the room. Get a feel for the time of day, where and how you are. Check in. Check in now and feel in, noticing any sensations, any thought, any feelings, anything at all. Perhaps you feel called to deepen the breath, to find some gentle, nourishing, feel-good, make-sense movement, or feel good, makes sense, stillness. Closing your practice in any way that you're called. take your time to check in, feel in, and set the tone for your moments ahead. Be here fully, as long as needed. Keep observing. Stay grateful. With my hands at my heart center, I see you, and I am grateful for you. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.